Well, I'm delighted to be with all of you today to talk about the Second World War. And I think I should start by saying a little bit about why studying the Second World War is so important to us today. It has always been an important historical moment to study, but there might be no moment since the Second World War when this history is more important than it is today. We are living through some of the greatest challenges our society has faced since the mid-20th century. Economic challenges, international challenges, and of course, health challenges. World War II is not equivalent. We are not fighting a world war right now. But the kinds of challenges and the ways our society had to adjust to those challenges, and the new kinds of leadership that were called upon from political leaders, but even more so from citizens of all backgrounds, that experience from the Second World War is, I think, deeply instructive for our time today. We study history. Not because history repeats itself, it does not repeat itself. As the Chinese philosophers have told us, you never step in the same river twice. I've tried, and you never do. But we study history because of the recurring patterns, because of the lessons, and because looking to the past can inspire us to think anew about our current world. The United States came out of the Second World War, as I will describe today, stronger than it had been before, more prepared for a difficult world after grave suffering. This was a very difficult time for those who lived through it in the United States, and even more so in other societies. The United States came through this time because the United States and its citizens were able to adjust and were able to improve themselves. At times, they were even able to do what Lincoln had spoken of at the end of the Civil War, to find the better angels of our nature. We study the Second World War to remind ourselves of the sacrifice, to remind ourselves of the difficulty, to inspire ourselves to know that our society has come through worse before. And we study the Second World War to remind ourselves of why we must all find the better angels of our nature. And I think it's safe to say we haven't done that yet. I hope today's lecture will help us to think about that, to think about the ways in which we can improve ourselves to deal with the deep challenges we face, and the ways in which the challenges we face can actually make us better in our sacrifice than we have been before. So I like to start when talking about the World War II by talking about this gentleman, of course, Franklin Delano Roosevelt. He was the president of the United States during most of the war, except for the last few weeks that we'll discuss at the end of today's lecture. But there are a few important things to say about Franklin Roosevelt. He, of course, became president during the Great Depression, almost a decade before the United States was involved in the Second World War. He spoke of the Great Depression as the equivalent of war. As a war on poverty, as a war on economic destruction, as a war on economic dislocation. And he began his presidency famously in 1933 by reminding Americans that they have nothing to fear but fear itself. His presidency was built upon the hope that Americans could come together to do better in the circumstances and difficulties that they faced in their time. But Franklin Roosevelt was no genius. He did not have all the answers. His approach to politics, his approach to leadership, and this is crucial for World War II, his approach to leadership was to try to find within the American people, the ways to approach different issues, to inspire and to bring out in American citizens their approach, their strength for dealing with the war. He did not have the answers and was rightfully criticized often for not being the most well prepared for every single issue. But he did believe his presidency was about mobilizing people and inspiring people to deal with the public issues that mattered most. Franklin Roosevelt's leadership was built not around telling people what to do, but around frankly acknowledging the problems that existed. If you listen to his radio side chats, his fireside chats, which you can listen to on the web, you can hear him. You can hear him explain the banking crisis, explain the problems of agriculture. He gave frank, honest attention to the problems of society, and he mobilized people to help find solutions. Leadership in Franklin Roosevelt's eyes was not telling people what to do. It was providing people the information they needed and the resources to deal with those problems. And the challenges really were grave. It's important to remind people of this. I've been lecturing on World War II and Franklin Roosevelt and the Great Depression for years. I have the best job in the world. I teach 300 bright young undergraduates every semester. I teach them this material. It's the greatest job in the world, and it's what always keeps me optimistic, because that young generation of students, they really are.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?